And gentlemen, my name is Falida Luanda. I'm a 21-year-old from Democratic Republic of Congo, based in Chakatu Settlement in Uganda. I'm a mother to a 6-year-old son, and I'm a member of the UNHCR Global Youth Advisory Council. Before I was a refugee, I was a child having dreams of becoming a lawyer. I would like to share my story with everyone here. I lost my mother due to the conflict when I was 10 years old. After she died, my brother and I were separated. I went to live with my uncle and his wife. My uncle's wife did not accept me in her family. My uncle's wife always considered me as a cursed girl, that I'm bringing bad luck in their family. She was mistreating me a lot in all my life. I had to do all the housework in every corner without anyone helping me. I was not able to go to school, and I'm not educated up to now. Often, they did not give me food. Only I do my own way to get food, to look for food maybe for the dogs around home. After I finished the housework, they closed me in the dark room where it was inside our home. I did not have anyone to talk to. And in that room, my uncle's son, the big son, started sexually abusing me when I was 10 years old. When I was 13, they forced me to marry a man aged 35 years old. I gave birth at the age of 15 years old, which gave me a lot of complication health-wise in my life. I became a widow at the age of 17 years when the father of my son was being killed because of trouble conflict in my country. I fled with my son to Uganda. In Chakatu Settlement, I found my brother. After 7 years, we recognized each other from the scars we had when we were still young children. After I met my brother, we started living together, and there were no way of surviving. We don't have job, and even him, he dropped out from school due lack of academic documents. We thought, how are we going to survive in this kind of being a refugee without unemployment? I believe that to make a change, you have to, in the community, you have to start with your family and your home. We had a home, but we don't have anything to start, where to start from. I told my brother, we have to look the way how we can survive in this community, in the new community. That's how we entered into the host community to look for jobs. In the nearest community, the only employment is there is to dig. We started digging for 3 weeks. So in that 3 weeks, we were saving the money they are giving us and the food they were providing us. We eat that food and we use the money to buy building materials. In that building materials, we started building our audio studio. And the audio studio we used to record songs so that we can raise awareness about child marriage, early pregnancies, and educating a girl child in the community. We started with friends who was a friend to my brother so that to raise awareness in the community. After we started raising awareness, we came to know that a lot of young girls who are facing the same challenges I went through in the community, failing to speak out. So I began to tell them the challenges I faced and complications I suffered through early marriage and pregnancy. I sit down with young people and I realized that we had to add our vocational skills to them. So I started my group, the Vision Group, which transforms young refugees lives through music, dance, drama, education, literacy, and livelihood activities. I got these skills from the host community, who trained me very well, and I take back to my community to help young girls. So to avoid early pregnancy and prostitution, which is happening in the community.
Many thanks.